If you could please read item 64, I think Mr. Rogers is here.
Request of Craig Rogers to address council regarding transparent and accountable.
Good morning, council.
Good morning. For your patience.
My intention of being here is lifting the bar up with regards to transparent and accountable. I'm a good example. Hope dies last because I've kind of been down here at least once a week, sometimes every day, ever since May of 2014. That's when the street fee started. So OPB's been doing an article on toxic city council, you know. One thing that seemed to me to be left out of that is why. And I've been down here and accurately stated, in my opinion, that the bar's so low, you need a shovel to find it. I'm watching the death of democracy at the level of Portland City Council, and I live in Portland where everything's okay and nobody's responsible. And, you know, coming events cast their shadows before them, so I had an intuition about where things were going, and then when this came out, you know, it just kind of substantiated to me that the trajectory of all of the questionnaires in the 2016 community survey are going down. So my intention is to see things via transparent accountability go up, the quality, the approval, ratings, and so forth. So at the beginning of the street fee, you know, it seemed like there was no vote, no oversight, no sunset, raised any time spent on anything, it'd go on forever. That didn't seem right to me. The vote's pretty important. You know, if you're a convicted felon in prison, you don't have a right to vote. Sometimes that's the way it is here in Portland. You don't have a right to vote. You're on par with a convicted felon in prison. I want more people to know about that because right to vote is a bedrock of democracy. So I start getting into street fee, putting the numbers together on the computer, you know. All of a sudden, this $60 million or whatever they're asking. No, we're talking more like $1 billion, you know. And hey, you know, I start communicating to my friends, my colleagues, you know, we're talking, it's not $60 million or whatever. No, billion, now it's $1.5 billion. I bet you it's up to $2 billion now. So, let's see, let me follow my own handwriting here. Okay, Joe, I turn on Channel 6. Here's Joe on Channel 6 going after, they want to put cut $35,000 for Gary Corbin, who used to be a city employee, for this survey thing, you know, and it's like, I understand how the Interstate Bridge, $200 million just to study it, but Joe was getting out there saying something about it, and I'm glad he did. So I went to the Elliott Center, and I saw a past member of City Council speaking, and he said to these emerging local government leaders, you know how you deal with the public? You give them choices. And immediately what I thought was Henry Ford. You can get a Model T in any color of choice as long as it was black. And you know what? I thought that's a two-way street because the citizens can give the politicians a choice too. There's a door there and a door there, and there is a plan B. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, sir.